Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Get up out of that. It is the podcast from today's show. Hope you had fun. Did you have fun today in the show?
I always have fun.
Yeah, we had lots of giggles.
Yeah.
Lots of giggles. We started off the show talking about how Donal was going to survive in the situation that you'd be terrified by.
I would be absolutely scared. Poopless. Yeah.
Especially at this time of the year where it's all a bit spooky and Halloween-y and mm-hmm. stuff, you know?
The veil is thin, my friend.
Which veil?
The veil to the other world. It's thinnest at this time of year.
You amuse me. You're a weirdo. Are you eating anything?
A banana.
Well, hey. Excellent. Might as well keep on going the way you go. All right, let's have a listen to how Donald was getting on with no power.
Tuesday morning with Cooper and Una and a very tired looking Donald Scally. Donald, why are you in here? You look like you've been dragged through a hedge backwards and then somebody drove you here and dumped you at the door. Sorry.
Oh, thanks so much.
How are you looking today?
Say it how it is. Yeah, we've got no...
Say what you see is what they say, isn't it?
We've got no power at the house and nobody told me. And then... my dad messaged me yesterday when I was on the way to work. Oh, we've got no power. You've got no power, by the way. Your granny's been sent to your auntie's house, so just so you know. Okay, great.
For how long?
Supposedly it's back tomorrow.
So hang on a second, did your granny not tell you that there's no power?
No, I just heard her drive it up. I thought, oh, she's going out somewhere. That's nice.
So somebody came along, picked her
up. My auntie came, picked her up. They went away and I thought,
so
all right.
Two people who knew.
Yeah.
And you were at the house.
Yeah.
And they didn't bother to tell you.
No, my uncle lives across the yard and he didn't bother to tell me either. Until yesterday when I got back from work. Oh, by the way, we've got no power for a few days.
Oh my God.
Cheers. So that's no TV. I can't cook because it's all electric. And like the shower's on an electric system, so yeah.
And also, you have a well, so yes. You've no water.
Yeah, basically.
Oh,
yeah.
If it's yellow,
let it mellow.
If it's brown, get a bucket and flush it down. Oh my God. So, did you dig a hole in the ground?
No, I did get a bucket actually.
You did?
Yeah.
Good. So
that's lovely image.
There you go.
So,
yeah.
I've got barbecue bits,
but I don't have a barbecue. No. And in the living room, there is a turf fire, but I didn't bother putting it on.
Not great to cook on a turf fire, unless you have a pot. So, like,
yeah. You could have made a stew. Bit of stew.
Yeah, you could do a bit of stew.
Bit of stew at the fire.
Have you had a bit of stew?
Or you could have a bit of bacon and cabbage.
A bit of
bacon and cabbage.
Could have done. No, I just had a sandwich in town yesterday. I didn't get back till about 5.
Hang on. I'm just going to do a Nuna. What was in your sandwich? It doesn't matter.
No, I just got a chicken heated sandwich in town. And then I got back about 5 and I'd bought a cold sandwich from a supermarket. Brought
Ooh.
It back. So that was my exciting dinner.
Is that all you had then? A sandwich?
Yeah.
For your dinner?
Yeah.
Sure, there's no nutrition. You'd be starving after that. You know what I mean?
It says purple snack a minute over here.
Yeah, well, little and often. That's my motto. Mm.
So I'm trying to think, it's like, what can you do to survive? You know, like...
He's fine, he has a bucket.
A bucket of poop in.
Yeah, he's got his sandwich.
But I wonder, does anybody have any tips of things to do or how to get through being without power? Because a lot of us were without power.
The Stone Age.
I would not be able, especially if I was on my own, not in a month of Sundays would I be able to stay in a house with no power by myself.
You'd be freaked out.
I would be absolutely terrified.
I forgot, yeah, because
it's pitch black on the farm. Like,
it's an old
around.
Farmhouse.
Yeah, it's a very old
farmhouse.
Oh, is
it
farmhouse.
Scary?
It's spooky season and you're on your own and there's no power and everyone knows that's when the banshee comes out. So just stay in Donal.
Now,
see, I don't worry about things like that. I know you do.
No, just to be clear, the banshee only comes if there's death.
What?
And then she comes knocking.
I take that back. I didn't know. I was just trying to freak Donal out. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. The banshee will come. Like, there'll be like 3 knocks at the door and if there's nobody there, and then the banshee is there telling you that there's death on the way. And it could be you.
Oh.
I don't know the in-depths of it and stuff like this because usually I stop listening to banshee stories, but I think a good ghost story would maybe help you get through the whole thing.
Yeah.
So let's get some tips of getting through this blackout with what?
He's got cows. Go out into the cow shed.
Oh, they're not in the shed yet.
Perfect. Loads of room.
I'll be in an empty shed on my own, yeah.
Okay.
Any advice for Donal here?
What's he going to do? He's got no electricity, no running water, no way to cook anything, and you don't know when the electricity's coming back yet.
The boss did say a barbecue, and I think maybe I may get a barbecue.
Now, that's cheating.
What are the options? It's cheating.
Yeah. Come on. Be Bear, Bear Grills.
Yeah. Go to the local soup. Yep. Local supermarket, rob a trolley and turn it on its side. That's your barbecue.
Yeah, that's great advice.
Please don't do that.
And just go out and forage. Forage for
forage,
food.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of mushrooms.
Mushrooms at the moment.
And lots of berries.
When I was younger. Could work.
What?
Just a herbivore diet, yeah.
You wait.
You know when you pick up a bit of grass, you go, oh yeah,
no.
I'll eat a bit of that. When I was younger.
But there's
what,
mushrooms.
What do you mean forage then?
Forage for mushrooms
can't
and
eat
berries.
All the mushrooms, though.
And there's, I'm sure dandelions are edible and.
Not this time of year.
Are they not this time of year?
If
no.
I eat something wrong.
Nettles, you can make some nettle pasta, nettle soup.
Oh yeah, nettle soup.
There you go.
Show your sandwiches now. Get out and forage.
We're looking for some Bear Grylls over here.
Yeah.
Una doesn't even have a pair of welly boots. She'd be out foraging.
Excuse me. Could you pass me those mushrooms over there?
So, survival tips for Donald without electricity. 087-1-102-107. It's Cooper and Una. And producer Donald has a bit of a dilemma going on in his life at the moment. He looks unkept, unwashed. Looks like he's holding on to...
I apologise. Yeah.
He didn't go to the toilet as well because the man has got no electricity.
I might be your 10 past 10 today in the title hour.
You stay out of my area.
You know cubicle. That's his time.
Yeah. That's like a boardroom. I've booked that on, blocked that off. Some advice coming in for you on 087-1-102-107. Donald may start swiping right for tonight.
Yes.
What's going on with that now? This is Tinder. If you swipe right, you're in, is it?
That is, you like someone. Yeah, that's the way. But no.
You better swipe right.
I don't think my girlfriend would approve of that, no.
Which girlfriend now?
Oh, here we go.
Which one are we talking about now?
What are the cousins, Cooper?
Oh, don't worry about it. Finally. All right, what were you saying?
Well, you could just stay at your work so you could. All the free electricity you need. Or if you don't want to do that there, you could just get yourself a disposable barbecue.
Yeah, free electricity in here.
That is true.
That's good advice,
Some of the boss will like me just sleeping over the night on the couch.
He wouldn't mind. There's a couch down there.
There is a couch.
Yeah, but he'd be
there,
sleeping. Yeah. The couch is in reception, so maybe go down to the storeroom.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the room that nobody goes to. Yeah, just go in there. Just a load of cardboard boxes and just kind of
make get a sleeping bag and burrow. Cozy up. It'd be better than sleeping in the cold house on the farm with all the, you know, the ghosts and the ghouls around the place.
Since when are there ghosts and ghouls around the place?
Well, it's spooky season and it's on a farm in the middle of nowhere and with no electricity.
There's a banshee coming knocking for you now.
Don't say that. That's ominous.
Any zombies? Are any graveyards nearby or anything?
Oh, at the end of the lane to the farm, yeah.
Oh, yeah. 21st.
Yeah, there actually is, yeah.
Yeah, 21st of October, International Zombie Day. They're coming for you tonight, man.
Yeah.
Got to start swiping right and hook up on the barbie for them.
With Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls.
Here we go now. We're banana free. Are you still munching on one?
No, banana free. Look, there's the skin.
No way you hung that up and flopped it in front of my face. I'm like, what the hell? 14% of people lose something on a night out. What do you reckon it was? We got loads of guesses on our survey says this morning.
iRadio's Survey Says with Kevin Egan Cars.
Donald, what are we asking people to try and figure out and let them send in a message on 087-1-102-107?
Today we're asking, according to a study, 14% of people lose this on a night out. What is it? 14%. It's not a massive, massive percentage.
No. Ooh.
Okay, that's a good percentage.
Is it their coat?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's... God, I've lost loads of coats.
Yeah, that's happened to me a few times.
Has it?
Oh, raging. Well, actually, it was stolen. It happened to me in Cork.
I'm sorry that you had to go through that.
And I was wearing this beautiful coat.
Of course it was. Was it
and I left
like
it
the
down
one that you wore today?
It was more beautiful than the one I had today. It was vintage, 60s.
Oh,
and I put it, I was obviously, I was being watched. There was other girls in there looking at me, right?
Yeah.
Because when I put the coat down and I went to the bathroom and I came back, the coat was gone. Coat was gone. Yeah, I'll never forget it.
Jealous.
I was freezing cold as well.
I'm sorry to hear you went through that.
I'm just sorry.
And
okay.
Cork, of all places.
Yeah, it was the jazz weekend.
Oh my God, what a great weekend.
Yeah, except for my coat. Anyway.
It's not the coat going missing. No,
that's
going to be
high. I had a guess very similar to yours. Was it your cloakroom ticket?
Oh, yeah.
A cloakroom ticket.
You get your raffle ticket when you put your coat into a club or a bar or whatever.
You go up to Coppers, you hand in your coat, you get a ticket, so you get your coat back, Una, not so you don't get it stolen, leaving it on the couch. You looter.
I just haven't...
By the way, Una eye-rolled by putting your coat in the cloakroom.
But I did.
Every fine establishment has one, Una.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Okay, so sorry.
You don't go out anymore because you're a busy mum at twins.
Hey, I do go out. I'm very social. Oh, I'm a social butterfly.
Oh, yeah. You neglect those children.
I do not neglect children. I bring them with me.
Oh, my God. That's even worse. All right. Okay.
No, it's not cloakroom ticket.
Okay.
No,
is it the card the taxi driver gave you to say, call me when you're leaving and I'll come pick you up? You lost the card.
That's so much better in Ireland than it is in the UK. Taxis would actually
just
come
like
back.
Everything,
it's
yeah.
not the answer, though. Just like everything. Yeah, I mean, you're not completely wrong, actually. Yeah.
All right, guesses on 087-1102-107. Some of the guesses coming in already are hilarious. All right.
14% of people lose this on a night out. What is it?
Get your guesses in. All right, the question, Donald, what are we asking this morning?
Survey says, according to a study, 14% of people lose this on a night out. What is it?
What are you losing?
14% of people definitely lose their fake eyelashes on a night out.
So annoying. So annoying.
Does it happen? They just fall out.
They can do, yeah. So you might be left like with one, you know, beautiful lash and your big open eye, and then just like nothing in the other eye. So you have to take the other one off then to kind of have the matching.
I've seen one flap off, actually.
They kind of look strange. Like caterpillars.
Yeah.
Have you ever had one fall in a drink?
No, I haven't had one fall in a drink.
Have you ever woken up and they've been like in the middle, so it looks like you've got three eyes?
Like a uni, like a unibrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I haven't. Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't, my eyelashes are blind, you can't see a bloody thing of them.
No, they're lovely.
You can't see them.
I can't see them. They're lovely.
Don't lie to me, an eye roll.
Don't talk about your eyelashes like that.
Love your eyelashes like your bottom.
Is it their dignity?
Oh, yeah.
I suppose the percentage would be a wee bit higher for that one, wouldn't it?
Is it loads of dignity?
No, there's good guesses. It's not the answer, no.
Is it your sanity?
Sanity, on the night out?
Again, no, not the answer, but it's a good guess.
Great guess.
Could be higher.
Is it the card that they use to get into their hotel room?
Oh, yes. Nightmare.
I've done that loads of times. Then you have to go to the desk and say, everything you've booked it under, and then say, can you please have another key? No, it's not the answer.
Morning, Cooper and Una. Is the answer losing your phone on a night out?
Oh.
That is just the worst.
Has it happened?
Oh, yeah.
Last year at the Radio Awards.
Oh.
Don't bring that up again. Oh, my God. Where's Una? Oh, she's driving around in a taxi trying to find her phone. What? Yeah, she's got a tracker on it. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Is that it?
No? Oh, no, sorry. Okay, it's not. No, yeah.
Wondering, is your shoes?
Shoes.
That would be the correct answer, yes.
We got an answer, we got somebody right.
14% of people lose the shoes or a shoe on a night out. How do you lose one shoe? I don't know. That happened to you?
Well, again, I didn't lose it. My shoes were stolen. Because I was at a wedding, and you know, the girls put their, they take their shoes off sometimes at the wedding so they can go dancing. And so someone pilfered my shoes afterwards.
That's a cool story. Right, we're literally out of time. Are you
on my tip? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
We asked a question today. Una, are you a genius or the laziest person in the world?
I choose to believe I am the former, a genius.
I don't know, you pay to be lazy.
I do.
You know?
Yeah.
This is what Una does. Maybe you're the same. I need to bring something up, Mrs., because you said something to me yesterday that you think is genius, and I am 100% convinced that you happen to be possibly the laziest person and should be given an award for it.
What are you talking about?
For somebody who's so lazy, you actually come up with genius efforts to get out of doing things.
Oh, right. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah, I don't know whether I should feel bad about this or not. No, I don't actually, because I'm... So...
I need to change the music for this. What did you do? You're not ashamed of this either. Listen up, everybody, because I want to hear what you think of this on 087-1102-107. Join this convo.
So, I went... I needed to go to the shop yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was feeling a bit tired. So, I didn't want to park... far away from the shop.
Okay. Before you continue, is this the shop right beside where you live?
Yeah.
Okay, that's like a 5 minute walk. Go on. Less than 5 minute walk.
Yeah, yeah.
So you drove there?
I drove there.
You drove there?
I drove there.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to park the car away, far away. Is it like...
extra 5 meters.
I didn't really want to walk that far. So I said, you know what? I'll just park at the pumps. I'll park at the pumps, right?
I swear to God.
I parked at the pumps. But then I noticed, oh, there's people around now. If I get out of my car and if I don't put petrol in, they're going to be judging me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was like, oh, God. So what I decided to do was...
What you doing?
I put €5 worth of petrol into the car.
Oh, God.
The tank was already full.
That's like two people waiting.
And so then I was like, am I a genius? This is fantastic. You know, I have to be economical with my time.
You are.
So basically, I charged myself €5.
So you think, do you know what? That's the equivalent of getting a takeaway food delivered, isn't it? You're paying for somebody to get the food to you.
Yeah.
So basically, you pay to be closer to the door.
I paid to be closer to the door. Yeah. Yeah, I did. I paid to be closer to the door. There wasn't a queue. There wasn't a massive queue. I just didn't want people judging me when I got out, saying, oh, there's, look at her. She's not even getting petrol and she's just parked there.
Mm-hmm.
But like.
Okay. So, like, there's many issues here. You literally live less than 5 minutes from there, okay? So you should have just walked, you know, okay?
Hey, mind you. Hey, don't you be getting all up in my business.
I get all up in your business.
I'm a busy mum of twins, right? Time is money.
Brought them out for a little walk.
What?
Yeah, you should have brought them out for a little walk. So there you go. Anyway, second point is that even when you get, just like out of pure courtesy and decency, when you go to the, like, there's 4 spaces to the right of the door and another 3 to the left of the door from you. And also there's 2 spaces at the end of where the petrol pumps are.
Yeah, but I didn't want to park there.
You want to park at the one which is right outside the door.
Yeah.
The ultimate of laziness. And also, out of courtesy, what you should... Right, correct me if I'm wrong. 087-1102-107. When you fill your car, when you put fuel in your car and you put the pump back on, you look around and say, all right, there's other people. You get in your car and you park it, then you go in and pay for it.
Ah, stop the lights. No, you don't do that.
That's what you do.
087-1102-107. Actually, does anyone really do that? You don't do that.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
If it's a busy garage and there's people looking to get, I will do that. If it's like 4 o'clock in the morning, like I'm normally filling up when there's nobody around, I won't do it. But like, you know, if it's a busy garage.
No, you're sitting all up on your high horse now, judging me.
It's a lovely high horse.
Yeah.
It's a very busy garage as well.
It wasn't that busy when I was there.
087-1102-107. Has Una got the ultimate hack? Or is she just pure lazy? I swear to God, Una, I love your honesty and I love your boldness and your bravery. The way you can just get on the radio and not be a single bit ashamed or mortified.
Well, now you're making me ashamed and mortified, and that's not the way I want to live my life.
If you missed it, Una, to save herself 4 steps, decided to put €5 petrol into her car so she could park at the door of the petrol station.
Because
she needed to go in and get probably purple snacks.
Listen, isn't it good that I got myself some petrol? Do you know what I mean? Wouldn't it be worse if I didn't? And then if I didn't, people would see me getting out of the car and not getting petrol and just walking in and they'd be like, oh.
Let's have a look at the situation, though. You're very aware that what you were doing was wrong by hogging a space where somebody could have needed that.
Will you stop? I was in and out in 2 minutes. In and out in 2 minutes. And I felt bad about it, so that's why I put in the €5 worth of petrol.
Mm-hmm. not one person has said that I'm alone with
no
her.
Mary in Mullingar says,
Mary in Mullingar.
Mary says, Una, you're a genius. Don't mind that agent across from you, Cooper. As a busy mum of twins, time is precious. Yeah. Thanks, Mary in Mullingar.
Mary, unless I get a voice note from you, I don't believe that's a real WhatsApp. 087-1102-107. When you fill up your car, if it's a busy garage, you move it to a space. Dango in, Una.
Nobody does that.
I do it.
Oh, no, you don't.
Do you know what?
You're such a goody two-shoes.
Do you know what else you do?
What?
I guarantee you that...
I am not a picnicker.
Oh, a picnic pump picnicker?
I'm not a pump picnicker.
Will you have a picnic at a pump?
No, I would never have a picnic at a pump.
Okay, because if you were, I'd be all up in your business. I bet you, all right, now correct me if I'm wrong, I bet you that, do you remember across the way with the old GYM, yeah?
Yeah.
I can nearly guarantee that if you couldn't find a space near the entrance, you decided to just go home.
That is not true.
Is it nearly true?
No, it's not nearly true. I'd circle the wagon until I got a space near.
It's worth getting clowned when you park up on the curb, isn't it?
Listen, I told you about my ferritin levels and my iron store has been really low. They're really low, so that's why I'm energetically challenged.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh, yeah, and I don't get that much sleep. You know, busy mum of twins.
You've got ailments.
I've got ailments.
Oh, yeah.
I've got ailments.
You're a looter.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
We could have fallen out over the hill I die on today.
Yeah, but listen, I don't really take much notice of you anyway.
Do you know what? I'm going to go on a mission to make you a better person.
I am a really good person. I've got a big heart.
Yeah, I know. That's good. You know, big heart, empathy, the whole lot. You know, it's good qualities, but you're lazy and you're untidy.
I choose that I am not lazy. I am energetically challenged. And I've spoken about this a lot.
Energetically challenged.
My iron stores are so low. My ferritin levels are at 16. They're for optimum, they're supposed to be between 70 and 100. Mine are low, man. And there you are slagging me about my laziness and I absolutely exhausted. Why are you looking at your watch?
I'm just seeing, is it time for you to get an injection?
Oh, my iron injections.
Yeah.
I have to get one once a month in my bum. Yeah. And
let's go to a clip. Oh my God.
You shouldn't laugh at my ailments.
No.
No.
Well, yeah, no. Yeah. All right, have a listen. We are about to get busy on this one. The hill I'll die on, Una. Do you know what? This is going to be a good one because you know what's coming next week. It is midterm, so there's going to be city breaks. There's going to be winter sun holidays going on. People are getting away on it.
They are getting away, Cooper.
So what happens when you go away? You usually stay in a hotel, yeah, or in an Airbnb,
mm-hmm.
or just in a regular B&B or in someone's house, whatever, okay? So my hill I'll die on is that when you go on holiday, be it for like 2 days or a full week or anything like that, when you arrive to your destination, you have to unpack fully. So, like, don't be living out of a suitcase.
Oh, my God.
Because you can't enjoy your holiday living out of a suitcase.
Seriously.
You get there, you open your suitcase up and you put your toiletries in the bathroom and then you take whatever you have to hang up and if anything needs to be re-ironed or anything like that.
Oh, no.
Just do that.
You iron on... Oh, go on.
Find a drawer for your socks, jocks. And there you go. And also, obviously, make sure that you've got your laundry bag there as well to put in your dirty bits and bobs.
That is so
organized.
Boring.
Boring?
It's a waste of time.
What do you mean it's a waste of time?
It's a complete waste of time. You're on your holidays. You're there to get away from the humdrum monotony of drudgery of everyday life. You're not there to be doing laundry and dealing with clothes that need to be put away. You're there to relax, kick back and treat yourself. You know what I mean? You're not on an episode of Tidy Up with Marie Kondo.
I don't know what that is. Right. Here's
unpacking feels dangerously like doing jobs. Right?
Yeah, okay.
And when I'm on holidays, I always swear to myself, Una, you're not going to do a tap this week, okay? I'm not going to break any promises to myself.
Just like when you're at home, Una, you're not going to do a tap this week.
That is not true.
Yes, it is. Come on, you only tidy up when you got people coming over.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Good bazinga. So that's the hill I die in, that when you get there, you literally just... Because what it does, it sets you up for... Stop it.
Sorry, I got it. Go on, it sets you up for the week. It
sets you up for the week or the few days or the even just two nights that you're there and you don't need to then worry, it's like, oh, where's my stuff? You know where everything is. It's all hung up or it's all neatly folded or anything like that. And you're done. Yeah, and you don't need, and like, if you have it ready at the start of the week, you don't need to waste time then. Oh, what am I going to wear? Oh, it's not ironed. It looks ridiculous. Oh, my God, I'm not going to wear this. My night is ruined. We're not going out now tonight because you didn't take the stuff out of the suitcase.
We're very different people. Like, call a spade, right? You're going to be wearing the same three outfits. Anyway, so why bother hanging them up when they're folded in your suitcase already? Again, poor time management on your part. So you have to shave some time off the boring jobs to make more time for the sunbeds and the nightclub. That's my motto. And if you also, I don't think you're considering that when you hang up your clothes, right, in a hotel, they will absorb that mysterious kind of musky, funky hotel wardrobe smell.
Hang on a sec. There's hotel. There is hotel smell.
Yeah, there is. And
do you ever walk into a hotel? It's like, who's having turnips? Do you ever?
Yeah. Who's, so your clothes are going to absorb the turnip
odour if you hang them up. Yeah, yeah, they will, yeah.
Because I've got a bottle of kind of clothes spray that you put on. So.
Oh, here it just gets worse and worse.
Keep your stuff fresh. You know, old creasy pongy pants over there.
Oh, pongy pants. How very dare you.
Okay, 087-1102-107. Whose side of the hill are you on this one? Is it me that you must unpack and prepare yourself for your fun holiday, or be boring like Una and just live out of the suitcase?
That's not boring. That's rock and roll.
Boring.
The hill I'll die on this morning is that when you are on holidays, even if it's just a city break, eye roller over there, because, you know, we're coming up to midterm, Una. College is off, schools are off, traffic will be light. People want to get away.
Yeah.
You want to get a night out. You want to get a night off. You want to go away for maybe for a few nights.
Exactly.
So when you get there, unpack your stuff, hang it up. And you're totally against this.
Because you see, when you're away, your suitcase becomes the wardrobe. And that's the beauty of it. It doubles up. It's a wonderful thing.
No.
Yeah.
No, you're taking your stuff out. You've got to, like, find your stuff. If you just take it all out, it's there and you know what's going on.
That's just boring. I don't have time for that when I'm on holidays. Like I said, you know, I'm trying to get away from the humdrum monotony and drudgery of everyday life.
087-1102-107.
No, you don't. You flick your stuff around the room as you use it. Where it lands, it lives.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. Where it lands, it lives. Oh, there's something so poetic and beautiful to that sentence. Where it lands, it lives. You shall live there for
very
the week.
Poetic. Yeah. I like that, yeah. But no.
I'm half with you, Cooper.
Thank you.
Definitely the toiletries need to go into the bathroom and you take out your chargers and whatever other bits you have. But the clothes,
eh.
I'm kind of OCD, so I'd have all mine kind of folded nicely and left ready to take out.
Okay.
I do, however, bring two t-shirts per day if it's a sun holiday, so be packing a fair amount.
Yeah, you would be packing a fair amount, but, like, still, hang them up, do you know what I mean? Because, like, living out of a suitcase, it's like, if you, like, I used to travel quite a lot, and like, living out of a suitcase really got me down, so I'm like, that's it, I'm going to hang stuff up, so it feels like home for two nights.
No one ever said, that was such a great holiday, I'm so, so glad I hung up my shirts. Oh my God, I made it, yes!
Except for this guy, thank you. Yeah. We are on a hill and I am dying on this hill because I tell you what, I'm right, you're wrong. Then again, it's an opinion-based kind of situation that we're in. You must always unpack before you can enjoy your holiday and go off. God. So that's what I'm saying. You're saying no, that you basically live out of the bag.
I don't go on holiday to do jobs.
It's not a job.
Stop.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
I am really lazy, just like Una.
I'm really lazy, just like Una.
Holiday. And I live out of my case, but my husband is very tidy and he hates it. In Turkey a couple of years ago, I went back to the room, wondered where my clothes were. He put them all away into the wardrobe. And he took a picture once when we were skiing of all my stuff living on a chair. Mm. So, yeah. Where it lands, it lives, really, or it's in the case. Nicola, in Melton.
Nicola, you tell him hands off your clothes. If you want to leave them on the floor drobe, you leave them on the floor drobe. He can't be putting them into the wardrobe for you without your permission.
Yeah, but then you'd be tripping up all over them. Then when housekeeping comes in and then trips up all over them, then puts your clothes and puts them away for you. It's, oh, my God. Like, you know,
embrace the chaos.
What is it? Land where you live? What is it?
It lives where it lands.
It lives... No.
No.
Hi there, Claire here.
Hey.
I'm the same as Una. I live out of the suitcase. Only toiletries are unpacked.
Actually, there's the thing. Do you unpack the toiletries?
I do.
Like, is all your stuff all loose in a bag? Like,
no, it's not all loose. I'm not a complete. I have a toiletry bag. I've loads of them.
Is it an Aldi bag?
It's not. No, they're for my underwear.
The smell in the wardrobe's not happening. No clothes is going into the wardrobe. But I always take wipes with me and I wipe handles, tables, mm-hmm. bathroom.
Okay.
Everywhere is wiped before I even leave a suitcase.
So there you go, wiping everything down before you even put the suitcase down.
Yeah, that's good.
That's kind of good.
Yeah, yeah.
I do the same if I get on an airplane.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've been on an airplane with you and you haven't. I haven't seen you wipe anything.
That's because you sit on an airplane and say, right. You're fast asleep within moments. Right, one more on this. Here we go.
Morning, guys. Una, I totally agree with Cooper. When you land and check in, you gotta unpack your suitcase. And so then as you wear your stuff, just throw it back in the bag for going home.
Yeah.
Time saving.
Thanks very much. There you go. Yeah, there you go. So that's the Hill I Die On, which was 90% for Una and 10% for me.
Listen, always remember, it lives where it lands.
Bong.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Truth or trash? Speaking of cold hearts, Una, have you got your facts ready?
I do.
Okay, yeah, Donald, would you like to go first? Thank you.
Yes, my fact today. Google Images was created because Jennifer Lopez wore a dress at the 2000 Grammys.
Can you say that again, please?
Yes. Google Images was created because Jennifer Lopez wore a dress at the Grammys in 2000.
It's the famous green dress that essentially was the first thing that broke the internet. I'm saying true because I know this and I'm locking it in.
I'm going to copy.
You keep him. Doing that.
I sounds like anything. He knows what he's talking about, so I'm going to say true.
It's a brilliant, who's that? Kermit the Frog.
That's a great impression. I'm going to copy Cooper and I'm going to lock that in because he sounded very confident.
This is true, yeah. So many people were searching for her outfit. The search engine added an image function because it broke the internet, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Fantastic dress. Lovely. It's nearly like the one that Una made me try on yesterday.
Oh, that was a beautiful dress.
That's on our Instagram if you want to see it.
Oh, yeah, that was... Oh, my God, it was really nice on you. All my friends saw it.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous.
If you're somebody who's who's looking like they don't have enough cleavage in their life... This dress gave me cleavage.
It did.
You know,
yeah.
I was all booby.
It wasn't even that low cost.
Actually, will you send me that picture?
Yeah, yeah.
No, it wasn't, but it gave me man boobs.
All
right, my turn.
Boobs.
Guys, I guess you heard this because, you know, we're in the business for, listen, the Louvre, as you know, on Sunday. The most visited museum was suddenly closed because of that break-in at the Apollon Gallery, which is the home of the French crown jewels, and they were part of the robbery. So here's the thing. When police dusted for fingerprints, this whole crime is just so bizarre, how they got it and everything like this. But when they dusted for fingerprints, they found lots of fingerprints, but they belonged to general and former emperor of the French, Napoleon Bonaparte. The police and police nationale and the police judiciaire don't know how they managed to pull it off. Why was there fingerprints belonging to Napoleon?
How would they have Napoleon's fingerprints?
That's the big question. So fingerprints have been used since around 300 BC. The Chinese first used it. And so it's not like an 18th, 19th century thing. They've been around a long time to use to identify people. And Napoleon... Una, you would know this.
No,
he was around in 1769.
Yes, but he lost the war, and didn't he go back to Corsica? So I don't think they would have had his. I'm saying that's trash. He was exiled. He wasn't in France on the time of. So how would they have gotten his fingerprints? It's trash.
But being part of in the military and stuff like this, they need their identification and stuff. So,
no.
Like, you get your... All right.
It's okay. Trash.
All right, lock it in.
Locking that in.
Yeah, I'm saying trash as well.
Little faith of you. That is 100% trash. Made
yeah.
Up. Yeah. I spent a lot of time researching that.
Got your years, got everything ready. Beautiful.
Okay, my turn.
We actually don't have time now.
We do.
Okay.
According to a 2022 study from Queen's University in Belfast.
Great place.
Yeah. People who are insistent about unpacking their suitcase and hanging up their clothes the minute they arrive on holidays are twice as likely to iron their swimsuit and read the hotel information binder. They're also, they bring mam energy on holidays.
Wow.
Cooper. You unpack, because we were talking about it earlier, and you're actually one of the people, you do that. Yeah. You unpack the minute you get into, he brings mam energy everywhere.
You better believe it, you should watch me chop logs, I'll send you a clip.
Chop logs. do you iron your swimsuit, just out of curiosity?
I don't have a swimsuit.
What?
You actually did the face of somebody just ate a lemon there. You're right.
You don't have a swimsuit.
No, like I don't have like a budgie smuggler or anything like that.
But you've got trunks though.
Yeah, it's a pair of shorts. whip them in. That's why I'll never go to swimming or to a beach in France, because you have to wear budgie smugglers.
Why do you have to wear budgie smugglers
it's
in France?
Law.
That's not true.
That's my fact tomorrow. Forget I said that.
Budgie smugglers.
Yeah, you have to wear them. A friend of mine was heading off to France there at the end of the summer. He's like, I'm dreading the pool now. I'm like, why? Because you have to wear like budgie smugglers, like tiny little tidies.
But what's wrong with trunks? Why?
Oh, it's something got to do with le fashion.
That's absolute no.
I'll have a look at that while we
That's lies.
Okay, so I'm a bit kind of no. I think this is trash because I think the actual year is a bit of a is messing up. 2022,
yeah.
Were we all back in college then and stuff?
Yeah, we were.
All right, okay,
100%.
Okay, lock it in, trash.
Yeah, so trash is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fine, it's trash.
Oh, brilliant.
But I bet you it's kind of true. I bet you do read the hotel information binder back to back.
Yeah. Need to know what's in the directory and how can I get room service. Sure, only for me reading that, Una, and me informing you, you would have never known that you could get room service for breakfast into your hotel
room.
That
is the best trick I have ever learned. I've only been enlightened with this knowledge for a couple of years now.
I know, you're welcome.
That you can actually leave out, just put it on your door, this is what I want, and you can circle everything, and they'll bring you up everything.
Everyone knows this, Una.
It's such a treat. I don't know how I didn't know this.
Well, you didn't read the manual that's in the room.
I didn't read the manual, no.
Where's the remote? Go figure that one out. I'll come back to you on this about what you can wear at swimming pools or beaches in France.
Budgie smugglers in France.
Yeah, I think it's at swimming pools. All right, that's on the way. Oh, I know you're going to hang tight for that. During Truth or Trash there, I spat out a statement that you're not allowed to wear loose shorts, that I would wear to a swimming pool in France. Una says, prove it. And I said, no, I think you got to wear budgie smugglers, because a friend of mine was absolutely dreading going to holidays to France. And there he was. And he was just like, yep, budgie smugglers all the way.
Una, it's actually true about wearing budgie smugglers in France. I went myself with my husband and my two boys, and even the two boys had to wear them. It's just the rule. They wouldn't let you around the pool in your shorts.
Oh, never.
God.
Can I go to France now?
No, you can't.
No.
No one would. No, definitely don't.
Nobody wants to see
me. Nobody wants to see that.
Budgie smugglers. So apparently it's for hygiene and also water conservation, because which is a load of nonsense. Like water conservation, because they say loose shorts holds more water than a budgie smuggler.
Yeah.
And hygiene, because if it's tight against your body, that you're more hygienic when we can see your curves.
It's a very strange rule. But listen, they obviously, you know, they know their stuff. They've obviously researched the budgie smuggling, and it's fair, it's fair.
Perverts, Una.
Perverts!
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Jason Donald, you said something to us the other day that was like, kind of got my attention. It's like, I was like, oh, that could be interesting. A friend of yours suddenly felt like an adult because of what?
Yes, they've just gone to college and they have bought an air fryer. And he said, now it's the first thing I've done that now I feel like an adult now.
There you go.
Yeah, it is an air fryer. It's a very adult investment.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
I think, I'm trying to think, send us a message, 087-110-207, that moment that you went, oh crap, I'm an adult now. I think it was genuinely when I got my first mobile phone bill. So like, you know, because you would have had that kind of paid for your top ups and stuff, but then when you actually get your bill,
mm-hmm.
and your name is on it and your address, you're just like, oh crap, I've got to pay this bill now.
That's the worst.
I know, like,
it's the worst.
Nobody prepared us for this in school. They were like, you know what's going to happen? You know, you're going to finish school. You might go to college. You might do an apprenticeship. You might go travel. But when you come back, things are going to happen. And the part of that is, I'm an adult. You never said that. They never said you're going to become an adult. What about you, then?
I had something in my head now, and I can't remember what I was going to say because you kept on talking. But that's okay.
It's all right. Just let's have a look behind the scenes here. It's not like we prepared this yesterday and could have written it down.
No, we did. There's loads of things.
Could have written it down.
There is so many things.
There are, yeah.
Ringing the doctor for the first time and making your own appointment.
Oh, that's your mum do it.
I still hate doing that. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to torment you now, but you know, I really need to.
You tried to get me to do it the other day.
I did. Yeah, I did. Or when
Oh my God, the worst, the absolute worst is when you get, you get your first paycheck and that's beautiful. It's a wonderful, fabulous moment. But then you see the PRSI, Universal Social Credit. What is this? What is this? Why is this? Why is so much of my money gone?
Hang on a sec, you're leaving a vital part out, which is going to shock a lot of people when they get their first paycheck. Sorry.
Oh, that's
when you
worst.
Go to accounts, you go to accounts. Sorry, do you know what's emergency tax?
Emergency tax! Oh, God.
And it's so funny. The amount of times I've been on emergency tax, I still don't know what it is.
No, not a clue. Not a clue.
But the joyful thing is you get it back in a lump sum.
You do, but it's just like, hard.
Hello! It's never at the right time. Anyway, what was the first thing that maybe you realised to yourself? It says, Jesus. Now I'm an adult. Is it getting your first paycheck? Is it buying an air fryer? Is it getting your name on a bill? And you're just like, take it back. I want to move in with a man. So Donald told us that a friend of his who's starting college decided that they have agreed with their own mind in their head that they are now an adult because they bought themselves an air fryer.
Exactly, yeah.
So we're looking for the things that you kind of like realise. You're like, oh, an adult now.
Yeah. You hate the phrase adulting, don't you?
Hate it.
Hate it.
Especially when adults start using it. Oh, I'm so adulting right now. I'm like...
Yeah, but I don't think adults feel like adults. Do you know what I mean?
I don't.
No.
It's a stupid phrase, though. All right. So what made you feel like you were an adult for the first time? 087-1102-107.
The moment I realised I was an adult was when I got refused an under 16's ticket on the train because I got away with it until I was about 25.
Oh, my God.
Did not.
Stop being a messer.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
The one thing that made me feel like an adult was getting excited by cleaning products like a good mop. And that made me feel so old when I realised I was getting excited about a mop. Have a good day.
Wait till you discover gardening.
I could never be accused of that anyway, thank God. No offence, no offence. Loads of my friends get excited about a mop.
Have you got a mop?
Have I got a mop?
Yeah.
I do.
Oh, do you know what you should do? You should buy yourself a new mop, yeah? Go out to that place around the corner from you. They'll have a mop that when you press it down, it spins around.
Look at you getting excited about a mop.
Stop it. I don't have to get excited about mops anymore. We get excited every evening when Aoife goes out and mops the floor for us.
Aoife, do you hear this? Aoife.
She's robot. A robot.
Tell us about Aoife.
She's a robot.
She's a robot.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She...
It's called Aoife.
And she does what?
She sweeps the floor and mops at the same time.
Amazing.
Yeah, and cleans herself.
Oh, I need an Aoife in my life.
And you know what keeps you going? She rolls over in your rubber belly.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
This is take 7 of the last link for our Breakfast Rolled podcast. Are you happy so far of how it's going?
I am happy. I am happy with it all. Yes,
brilliant,
I am.
So we can wrap it up
we
now.
We can wrap it up in a Breakfast Roll.
Brilliant.
Thank you. You're welcome. You're every day.
Thanks for hanging out. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 till 10 a.m. And don't forget, if you haven't got the new Go Loud app, you know what to do. Go download it. Bye.
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 Click.
Bye. Bye. Bye.